News Sentinel Sports Page brought to you by Image Matters. Real treat here to talk to a WWE Hall of Famer. She is a part of a new film called Gridlock that we're going to talk about. WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus joins us here on the News Sentinel Sports Page. Trish, Vince here in Knoxville. How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I am excellent. So excited about this movie. Let's talk about it. And this movie, by the way, that we're going to talk about, Gridlocked, is available on Blu-ray, DVD, and at TrishStratus.com. It's called Gridlock. It's an incredible cast that you're working with as well. Tell people about the movie that you're in, Gridlock.
Well, yes, you mentioned the cast. Look, I'm super excited that my second feature film, I get to have starred in a movie with such an elite group of actors. So it's Danny Glover, Dominic Purcell from Prison Break or Tomorrowland right now, Stephen Lang, Vinnie Jones. So it's like, when I found out, it was like, oh my God, like this was like big time for me, like very excited. And, you know, working with these guys was like such a great experience. Definitely had to like bring my A game knowing I was working with these guys and being the only female lead in the movie. I am a little familiar with the scenario. I've often in the past found myself in a scenario where I'm one of the only females in a male dominated world, as you know. So, a little bit of that WWE background came into effect. It's an awesome action movie. It's a real like old school throwback to like the Lethal Weapon, Die Hard kind of old school action movies. And it's got, you know, it's got that comedy element with the two leads, Cody Hackman and Dominic Purcell, where they have that buddy kind of ride along feel to it. So it's like a fun movie. Like, honestly, I'm so proud of it. I watched it back at the end, and you never know. You film these movies and you're kind of in this bubble for, you know, a few months. And, you know, everyone's doing their part. And sometimes, you know, how many times have you watched a movie back and you go, wow, how did they make that crap movie? Right? So you never know how it's going to turn out. And so watching them back at the screenings, we did a bunch of film festivals last year that got really great reviews and kind of what landed us this awesome distribution deal. It just got well received. And it was just, I literally looked over my husband. I was like, it's really good. Like, I don't know if I was that shocked, but I was just tickled that I was in it. Like, I was like, I can't believe I'm in this film. And, you know, my stuff just is so good. The film coordinator that I worked with, like, put just, oh, such wicked fights together. And that was, like, why I signed up. I mean, like, I knew we had these, I mean, of course, working with the guys is why I still signed up as well. But the fights were, like, just for this character, were just off the chain. And working together, we just produced some really awesome moments. He really took a lot of my, you know, kind of, like, took a little Trish Stratus flair kind of, like, let me see what you can do. Let me see. And it worked it into the style of Gina, my character. So it was cool. And I think fans will be super excited to see it.
It's a new film, Gridlock. Danny Glover, great cast. Trish Stratus is a part of it. She'll play Gina, she just mentioned, as that is coming out on Blu-ray, DVD, and you can get it at TrishStratus.com as well. How much did your wrestling background, your sports entertainment background of performance, the athleticism, all those things, how much did that help you in this film?
My wrestling background definitely comes into play. You know, you'd be surprised at how much we pick up from like a production standpoint. When you think about it, you know, we're a couple of different areas. You see, like, we're producing moments, right? We're put in a scenario where those backstage segments, you learn a lot about the lighting, you learn about your timing, you learn about all these things. So I've had, you know, although this is my second feature film, you know, the experience I've had in production has been, you know, obviously, oh gosh, 16 years, right? When you look at it. So, and then, of course, the fight, you know, the fighting comes into play. It's definitely a different fight style when you have to translate it to movie fighting, because you move differently. There's like fake punches, and I know we have fake punches too, but the other person, it's a little different. So to kind of adjust a little bit, but being able to withhold like that physicality and just endure the kind of fight scenes that they require from me, like, definitely came into play. And I mean, every time, like, the last two, like, both movies I've done, like, it's very funny to watch, because I'm assuming that if like a wrestler on set during a fight scene goes much harder than perhaps a actor, Mike. This is just what I'm getting. I don't know. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not doubting any actor's ability to fight, but I know we're used to fighting full on, and that's the only speed we know. So, I mean, when I did my fight scene, there was this moment where, I mean, as you've seen in wrestling, I smashed my face into the ground often. That just happens in wrestling. And there was a moment where in this scene where I smashed my face off the ground, and, you know, they called cut, and, like, literally everybody rushed over to me, even the medic, and they were just like, you know, quiet. Are you okay? Trish, are you okay? I'm like, oh yeah, no guys, I'm good. Like, this is what I do for a living. This part I got, guys. So I think they were like, wow, this is, yeah, I'm used to it. Exactly. So yeah, it was, it definitely helped for sure.
And normally people pile on even more after that. And when you get hit like that, we're visiting with WWE
right.
Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. She plays Gina in Gridlock. And runs a successful yoga business and living in Toronto, where she's from, and then also a part of this movie. Now, you've worked a lot of shows. The WWE comes through Knoxville, has it virtually every year. Do you have any memories of coming through Knoxville, Tennessee at all in your career?
Wait, is there a Cracker Barrel there?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, that would have to be the memory.
Yeah.
Oh man, but it really is. It's a lot of you know, touchdown and go out. But I mean, Cracker Barrel is fantastic to me. We don't have it up in Canada, and it's like, if I could drive to one, if I don't care how long it would be, I would definitely. I've actually driven, believe it or not, it sounds so crazy, but my husband and I have actually taken a drive one night. I was like, man, you know what would be great is the Waffle House. So both the Cracker Barrel and the Waffle House are like those, obviously on the road, it's like, it's a good comfort food for you when you're driving all over the country, right? So, yeah, one night we were just kind of chilling on the couch, and we were like, yeah, we're going to sit here and talk all night anyway. Let's just get in the car, and we'll talk for 5 hours. And we drove to Ohio, and we went to the to the Waffle House. So I do have a fond memory of going to the Cracker Barrel in Tennessee.
Well, in Knoxville, you may know this, Glenn Jacobs, Kane, who he lives in Knoxville, and he actually comes on our show. He does a weekly segment with our midday show, Sports 180. And he is a super guy. And so we know him as a guy that might end up running for county mayor and politics and all that kind of fun stuff. He listens to our station.
Really?
He does, and he comes on with us all the time.
I didn't know that.
Now, tell us, give us a memory or something that you can recall in working with Kane. You did a lot of him. He's chased you around the backstage and all that kind of fun stuff. You had a lot of scenes with him. What can you tell us about working with Kane in his career?
I would say the best moment I had with him probably was we were actually in Toronto, and it was funny because Vince took me aside, and you know, when Vince has to, like, so we get our storylines, we get our you know, what's going to happen this evening from our agents who work with us. Our agents are someone that tell you the storyline, and they help produce the segment with you. So this particular time, Vince wanted to talk to me about what I'd be doing tonight in Toronto, and obviously when you're in your hometown, it's like something special or interesting is going to happen. And so he had to, like, take me aside and say, so we kind of felt like, you know, we'll do this segment and then you'll come out and razz the crowd, and then Kane's going to come out and give you a big choke slam right in the middle of the ring. And I know it's your hometown, and it might feel like it's not the right move to do here because they might cheer you. And I was like, oh, no, this is great. I said, I love this. I will make the crowd be so happy that Kane is coming out to chokeslam me. That'll be great. I promise you, I will give you a promo that they will despise me and be like, yes, Kane, do that, you know, shut her up kind of thing, right? So that was awesome. And being chokeslammed by Kane is quite a moment. It's like literally, like, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get up. You're going to go down. This is what happens. Many moves happen like this. But when Glenn, like, he hoists you up and you're just like, where, how come I'm still in the air? Where am I? Like, it's, I mean, think about it. He's what, like almost 7 feet tall or whatever. And then his other arm is what, 8 feet tall. So like, you're really falling like 7.5 feet, maybe. I don't know. When you think about his arm reach. So I remember, like, it felt like the longest drop where I didn't really expect it. I kind of thought of a up and down thing, which is normal in wrestling. So yeah, and I'll never forget that drop. I was like, whoa, where's the ring? Where's the drop? So that was pretty incredible, pretty impactful, and the crowd loved it. It was great. They booed the heck out of me, and they were very excited to see me get smashed in the middle of the ring by Kane at my hometown.
Well, Trish, you're one of the greatest of all times. I mean, the looks that made you popular, the skills, the athleticism, and you mentioned cutting the promo, whether it was getting a pop or drawing heat, you could do it. You're the total package. So it's been a real pleasure. Don't forget, Gridlock, you can get on Blu-ray, DVD, and at TrishStratus.com. Danny Glover and a great cast. Trish, I know you got to run, but thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and I know a thrill for our listeners here in Knoxville.
Thank you. I enjoyed the conversation.